Blog Talk Radio. We want your suggestions. So if you're listening to us on the archives, you can't make a live broadcast here every Monday through Friday, 11 to 12 o'clock Central Time. You can also listen to some message here later on. Want to talk to you a little bit about earlier this week, we talked about a great article that was featured in Humps and Horns, the bull riding magazine, and their August edition is now out. You can get the e-edition online, humpsandhorns.com. We've got the link posted on making8rodeo.com, and you can get out there. But, man, they had a great article in the August edition about Major League Rodeo. Well, I read the storyline about it, and it really got me excited to think about something like that, you know, and what it was like. Now, this was an event that took place in 1977 and 78, went on. There were six teams, one of those teams being the Tulsa Twisters, and they were actually the dominant team out there. There was, like I said, six of them, and they competed against each other, and, you know, just reading the story really got me intrigued. Well, you know, I tried to do a little homework, and I'm riding around in the truck heading to a golf course with Sammy Anders. Sammy Anders has been a long-time stock contractor. He's been around the business for a long time. So I said, did you know anything about this rodeo league? He said, oh, man, you talk about exciting. He said he was actually a pickup man for the Texas Twisters, for the Tulsa Twisters. And, you know, that really got me fired up. I'm like, wow. So we got into talking about it, and the conversation was so interesting just to know about some of the things that took place. It was a competition that battled out between two different teams, and they went on simultaneously, including the rough stock. They had the rough stock broke down, and, I mean, you had like 30 seconds to get up on your bull or to get on your horse, or the gate opened, and you weren't ready. You weren't going to ride. I mean, it was going to be a wreck. And so it really kind of kept guys – we talk a lot about guys taking too long in the shoots. I guarantee that won't happen in a league like that. So, man, how cool would it be to see something like it started back up again? I know it wouldn't be cheap, but I'll tell you, I mean, you have sponsors behind it, supporting it. Wow, you talk about a wild and western event. You know, Sandy was telling me, he said, you know, this was an event that it was a sellout crowd, standing room only at every event. And these fans cheered, and they were so excited, like tie down roping. They had like a drag race like setup, you know. And I mean, when the light went green, you were going, and you had to get that calf roped before the other team did. So it's like, wow, you know, to have that going, man, you talk about exciting. But if you guys want to know more about it, make sure to get your kitchen or your printed copy of Humps and Horns Bull Ride Magazine. Like I said, we've got a post on making8rodeo.com. Just look for the slide. When you see Humps and Horns, go ahead and click on it and get signed up. I'm telling you, it is a very cool article. And we got some really neat pictures of, I believe it is, the Tulsa Twisters and the championship ring as they won that year. So, man, it is neat. Maybe a little ahead of it, but now I think it would be prime to have something like that bounce back. We've got a great guest lined up here today, folks. If you guys have not seen our post out there on social media networks or on the links here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll tell you that we are talking with the two-time world champion saddle bronc rider, Tyus Munsey. And, man, excited to have him on board with us. And excited to find out how his season is going and just what he has in store for the rest of the season. And, well, hopefully we'll see him there at the Wrangler National Finals. He's sitting in a pretty good position right now. So I look forward to sitting down with Tyus Munsey here. We've got a lot of events coming up. We've got Cheyenne Frontier Days that is going on right now. We've got several others that are starting to open up now for the weekend, one of them being Deadwood, South Dakota. So many other events happening out there. And we're going to talk about them after we talk with Tyus Munsey. So you make sure to stay tuned to that. It's going to be exciting, and, man, I'm just really fired up about what the show has been bringing us all week long. Next week is only going to be better, folks. We've got some great things in store. We're also going to announce later on in our show today a contest that we're doing launching this afternoon. It's going to start this afternoon, and we're going to run it through the weekend. So if you fans are listening to us on our archives, make sure you guys keep your notes handy. Make sure you tune in to the entire show as we're going to announce the contest. We're going to be giving away a really cool prize. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Hey, fans, it's Friday. Let's kick it up with a little commercial break. We'll be back. We're going to have our guest on the show today, Tyus Muncy. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Cover all 10. I'm the best bet there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane, getting down hard at Y-Cane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Get through working blues and let the good times roll. Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding, from the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between. Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. As we are kicking off your rodeo weekend, getting excited about it, the rodeos have been going on all week long, though, fans. So if you guys have not been staying to the Making 8 Rodeo Network and our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, well, I'll tell you, you're missing some great conversation right here as we cover all the latest and a lot of great guests. Speaking of great guests, this is a guy, I am just excited about today. We have an opportunity to bring on one of the guys that we have not had on our show yet, and we are talking about the two-time world champion saddle bronc, Kyle Muncy. So, fans, please welcome in your saddle bronc rider, Tyus Muncy. Tyus, how are things going, my friend?
Oh, they're going real good. I just been rodeoing. I hadn't been home for a month and a half, and I'm about a mile from my house. I'm looking forward to lay on my own couch.
Oh, I bet, man. I bet. Well, how has your Cowboy Christmas run been going for you?
During Cowboy Christmas, I didn't have very good luck. I won a little bit, you know, but then the next weekend went real good during Colorado Springs, Sheridan. That weekend, I had a real good weekend, and then we went on up to Calgary, and it went good, and so I can't complain. It's been going all right.
Well, good deal, man. Now, you actually just wrapped up here at Cheyenne, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were up at Cheyenne yesterday and the day before, and yeah, it went pretty good. I kind of got banged up at Nampa, and not 100%, so I turned out quite a few rodeos, and I wanted to try them at Cheyenne, and went pretty good. I had 79 and 81, so hopefully it might make it back, but Cheyenne's really tough this year, and dang, the horses have been great. It's been a real good rodeo, so I'll be close to making her back. Hopefully I get to go back.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, it's really great to see you. You know, you're sitting pretty good right now. You're around five right now in the PRCA world standing. So there's pretty good chance to see you there in Vegas again. Am I right?
Oh, I sure do hope so. It's still a lot of rodeos left, and I don't say much until end of September. I won't say nothing. I just hope I'm in a good spot where I kind of where I want to be. But there's still a lot of rodeos left, but that's the goal every year, is try to make it to the NFR.
You bet, man. Well, let me ask you something. How old were you when you decided that you wanted to become a saddle bronc rider?
I never remember not wanting to be a cowboy, or I wanted to rodeo really bad. Ever since I could walk, I just wanted to rodeo, and I really didn't know I wanted to ride bareback horses and bulls, tell you the truth, growing up. And then I went to high school, did all the events, and then college, I kind of I rode all three rough stocks, team roped and calf roped a little bit, and then I just started winning more money in the bronc riding there at college, and that's kind of where it led me. Then I just started concentrating on it, so that's kind of how I got started. But I've been involved in rodeo. I just wanted to be a cowboy and rodeo my whole life, and I'm real fortunate to be able to do that now.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. So what was it like for you to actually get down on the back of those bulls? What experience like for you?
It was all right. I was not very good at it. I was scared to death, to tell you the truth. But I enjoyed all of it. But, yeah, they finally, bulls got rankered, you know, each level you went. And I guess got scared of them and just decided not to do it anymore. But
Wow. Well, yeah, As a two-time champion saddle bronc rider, what's your greatest your moment in your career so far?
There's so many things rodeoing, just the people I've met over the years, and getting on, you know, watching horses at the NFR on TV growing up, and able to have the chance to crawl on them, you know, later on. I couldn't name just one. It's the whole journey's been great. I can't complain one thing. Just the people I've met, and the people that have helped me. It's just been unbelievable. I just not a better sport in the world. But for a family and stuff like that, it's just great. So I couldn't just pick one. There's too many, I guess.
Well, speaking of family, now you actually have a wife and a daughter, correct?
Yes, there you have my wife, Marissa, and then my daughter, Marley. She'll be 2 here in August, and they've been up north. I've been hanging out with them there in Boise right now, but, yeah, I'll get to see them here in a couple of days. They've just been up there helping out at her parents' place, so.
Okay. With them?
2-year-old daughter, she's getting a handful.
But you do travel with them throughout the year a little bit, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they go with me quite a bit during the winter. During the summer, this is probably the toughest time right now, but we've been real fortunate. I've got to see them quite a bit because they went ahead and went up to Boise, Idaho, and been hanging out there. And every time I have a day off or something, I try to get over there to see them. But, yeah, this is the worst part of it this time of year, from the end of June till, here in another 2 weeks or so. It gets pretty tough, and you know, you start wishing you could go home and see him more, but we're real lucky, and she supports me real good with everything we do, so it's not too bad.
Well, I know that's real important to have along the way, too, is a family that'll support you while you're out there on the road. But while you're out there, who you travel with?
I travel with Isaac Diaz, Cody Tayton, and Travis Sheets.
Okay. Now, do you guys really feed off each other and you know, kind of go over your ride, talk about the horses and everything when you guys are out there on the road together?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a 24-hour deal. I think we're talking about bronc riding most of the time. So, yeah, we feed off each other, and that's the main deal. You know, if you travel with people that have the same goals as you and have the same interest, you know, it's real easy. And heck, they're just like brothers to me. I mean, I'd do anything for them, you know, and they vice versa, I feel, you know. So it's nice, and heck, we're pretty much a family. We travel together everywhere, so they probably get sick of me, but I'm glad I have them.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Now,
yes,
do you guys have practical jokes? Do you play on each other and all that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's a 24-hour deal, too. You got to watch your back. That's why I'm so dang jumpy, hanging around them guys.
I bet.
Yeah, sir.
You can never let your guard down.
No, for sure.
Well, talk to us about your about some of your sponsors that you have.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have some great sponsors. They've been with me since the first time I ever made the finals. So I've had real good sponsors, Ariat, Pete Carr, Carr Rodeo, Phoenix Vest, and Collier Herefords in Idaho. And they helped me out tremendously, and with that, you know, I'm just real thankful to have them.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's important to have, you know, such great sponsors that can support you year in and year out. So,
yes,
I know
sir.
That's a huge.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it gets expensive out here, but just real lucky to have them. So I really like to thank them.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you about it being expensive. You know, that was something that I always wanted to do as well. But, you know, I mean, just the equipment alone, I mean, that saddle and you know, your reins, your halter, I mean, all of that, that adds up pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I go through a saddle a year or whatnot. And, it gets expensive. You know, them saddles aren't cheap. And then, you know, fuel and all that kind of stuff, it gets adds up real quick. And, man, it's gets real expensive, everything. But, I don't know, I bought it, or last night we stopped into Clayton and picked up a new saddle in Clayton, New Mexico.
Wow.
And, you know, you got to have good equipment, too. You know, it's that's your job, so you want to have good equipment. So, but if that's what way you
Absolutely.
Make your living, you got to have it.
you bet. Well, let me as well. We got a question that's actually just come in. When you're not out in the rodeos and all, when you have a couple days off, what are some things that you like to do outside of the rodeo?
I'm usually roping. Tell you the truth, I love to rope. I'm not real competitive, but I love doing that. And then also, I like being home and helping my daddy. He has some cows. Owns a ranch here in Corona, and I just love. Going out there helping him, and I've kind of gone in that direction too. I've been buying some cows, and that's kind of what I want to do whenever I'm done rodeoing, is just kind of take care of some cows and stuff. But not that you'll find me roping or chasing something usually.
I hear you.
We
well,
all go play golf. I'm terrible at golf, but everyone in the rig's pretty good at it, and they like to do that. So
you know, I go along for the ride. I was told that if your golf game is good, then your rodeo game probably isn't.
Yeah, maybe so, probably. I know I'm terrible.
So, I spend
more time looking for my ball than anything.
That I know it. I know. Matter of fact, I was just at a golf course with Sammy Andrews earlier this week, so I know that you work on my golf game as well. But, man, I'm telling you, it's a frustrating but fun sport at the same time. It gets your mind off the rodeo for a little bit anyways, huh?
Yes, sir, for sure, yeah. It'll waste some time anyways.
Absolutely.
Get a good laugh out of it,
too. That's usually what happens, is you get the opportunity to laugh at your buddies when you're out there. So,
yes, sir.
Well, listen, man, let me where are you headed next now as you start winding things down?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Monta Vista, I think, Sunday if I don't make a short round at Cheyenne, and then I'll probably go to Great Falls, Dodge City, Strathmore, and then that's all I got planned right now, but Phillipsburg, Kansas, we got a whole list of them. We're entered up pretty good. Imagine we'll just go as hard as we can till the end of the year. So we've got plenty of rodeos left, and there's a lot of them out there, so we're going to try and hit them up. It's the fourth quarter, going to try to finish her off, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, but give it a whirl. Hope, are you there? Hello.
To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Sorry you were having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Wild horse rider with nothing to lose, old cassette tapes, Chris LeDoux. Six bronc riders in a minivan, gonna make it to the whistle and the pickup man. Start to shoot one and I'ma shoot five, working their way right on down the line. 8 second whistle is all I need, keep your feet in rhythm and out of them deeds. Jump or jump, make that ride, sit back and watch that bird still fly. Break that neck in perfect time, this ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride. I'm ready to go, put my hand in the rigging and I'm taking a hold. Nod my head and hang on for dear life, I set my feet and make the marking mount right. They crack that gate and she breaks in two, she's trying all the same tricks but I ain't no fool. Ducking and diving across that pin, she's got that heart but she ain't gonna win. Jump or jump, make that ride, sit back and watch that bird still fly. Break that neck in perfect time, this ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride. On a double grab and wait for my spot to get off. Sip off and wave my hat to the fans. You can't beat the life of a rodeo man. Run out back to my rigging sack, put my saddle on another wild bronc's back. Tame wild horses all across this land, this is the story of a bronc riding hand. Jump or jump, make that ride, sit back and watch that bird still fly. Break that neck in perfect time, this ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride. Jump or jump, make that ride, sit back and watch that bird still fly. Break that neck in perfect time, this ain't no brain retainment, it's a wild bronc ride.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
This is Pal, so I'm not able to come to my phone. Leave a name and number, and I'll get back at you.
All right, fans. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And as you can guess, it looks like we are having some technical difficulties. I do apologize for that. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on. The weather is bad down here in Northeast Texas, and what a day. But, hey, it's Friday. The weekend is here, so let's just crank it up. I mean, I'm telling you. We're still going to work on getting Tiles here back with us, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. But in the meantime, we've actually got some of our colleagues, some of our friends that have been out there on the rodeo trail are actually starting to give us some reports. Now, on Sunday night, you guys hear that we will be doing a weekend rodeo report, giving you guys some results, talking about some of the highlights from some of these events that are happening all over. Well, as you know, Making A Rodeo Network, myself personally, I can only be at one place at a time. So we actually have some new colleagues that have jumped on board with us and are going to be giving us some reports from rodeos going on all over, from PRCA to PBR to IPRA events from all over. So you guys will be able to tune in. Now, we've actually got kind of a pre-report, kind of a preview of what we'll be bringing you on Sunday night, and you fans can stay tuned to that and look forward to it. We're talking, we've actually got one of our colleagues up in Canada, and pro rodeo announcer Joe Scully. So if you guys have listened to the Making Eight Rodeo Network, you know that we've had Joe with us for a long time, and we're excited to have him giving us so much information that's going on, not just in Canada, but also at these pro rodeos that he's attending all over the U.S. So with that, we're going to take it up to Joe Scully in Canada and find out what he has going on this weekend.
Hey there, it's Joe Scully, Pro Rodeo MC. It's Thursday night, and we're in Temagami, Ontario, Canada. Temagami is a really nice town, northern Ontario. It's kind of just into the beginning of the heartland, north of North Bay. Interesting story about it. It actually got its name from some guys that were really into going down the hill in bobsleds, and they crashed into a tree. You can actually see the rocks and the trees over my shoulder, and the one guy, his bobsled ran into the tree. And so he had to go to the hospital, and they said, "What did you do? How'd you hurt yourself?" And he had no teeth left. So he's like, "Oh, Temagami." So tobogganing, Temagami. That's how this place got its name. We're doing a big haul. We're heading up northbound to Kappus Gasing Friday night, the 26th, Saturday night, the 27th, Rawhide Rodeo, Kappus Gasing, third consecutive year as part of the Lumberjack Heritage Festival in Kappus Gasing. We're excited. It's going to be a huge night, a rodeo Friday night, Saturday night, with some big concerts as well. We have Doc Walker on the main stage on Friday night, Saturday night, Colin James, which is one of my personal faves from when I was in grade school. And I used to rock out with my Walkman and the single, "I Just Came Back to Say Goodbye," on both sides of a one. You remember these back in the day? Both sides of one cassette, same song. I just kept looping it over and over and over again. I'll be up there Saturday night after the rodeo. I'll be air banding, singing out, screaming at the Colin James. We're excited for it. If you're going to join us, it's going to be an awesome, awesome rodeo. It's only Thursday night now. This is going to be posted on YouTube. Make the drive north. When it comes to bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing, this is going to be one of the bigger shows of the year. Looking at some of the cowboys in there, we have Joe Corville. He's the number two man in the world standings, number one in Canada. He's from Manteno, Illinois. He's out Friday night in the bareback bronc riding. Also in the bareback bronc riding, we have a mini Calgary Stampede Friday night. We have four Frenchmen. In the past 2 years, each of these four guys have been to the Calgary Stampede at least once. Spur Lacasse, his dad won the Stampede. He did quite well in the novice bareback bronc riding. He's going to be competing, a bunch of different guys competing in the bareback bronc riding. That's going to be huge. We also have in the bull riding, we got some highlight guys, Jake Anderson, former Rookie of the Year of the International Pro Rodeo Association, and A.J. Vail, who will be up on Saturday night at the Kappus Gasing Lumberjack Heritage Festival Rawhide Rodeo. He's trying to replete what he did last year. Last year he was out on the second night, Saturday night, and he was like the only guy to cover, won $4,500, took him to outside of the top 15 in the world standings to deep inside of the top 10, and he almost qualified to the International Finals Rodeo. Saturday night at the Kappus Gasing Rawhide Rodeo at the Lumberjack Festival, he's up in that last performance, and right now he's sitting in the number 9 spot in the world standings and looking to repeat what he did last year, which could put him number 1 in the world standings. That could happen. Big name cowboys, some gunners that are going for their first chance at an International Finals Rodeo Championship, World Championship, and big concerts, much, much more. It's this Friday, this Saturday as well at the Lumberjack Heritage Festival. Now, the weather, it is going to be chilly. I'm kind of just, you know, this is my Southern Ontario threads right now. We also got the parka, the sleeping bag. That's just so we can walk around the rodeo grounds. It is going to be chilly. It's going to be rainy. And, you know, there's a bunch of things happening. We're all going to be wearing our muck boots. We're going to be having a good time. We'll be having some Coyote whiskey to warm up, all kinds of Tim Hortons coffee as well. And the rodeo will go rain or shine. And as Garth Brooks says, it's the bulls and the blood and the dust and the mud, and we're going to have a ton of it. Join us. Cap is casing. It'll be huge. More videos and reports as the weekend goes on. Enjoy your weekend. Scully out.
All right, there you go.
All right. Thanks, Joe Scully, for checking in with us and giving us a little update of where you'll be this weekend. And, folks, if you guys are listening and want to tune in and find out how things went up there with not just Joe Scully, but we've also got some of our correspondents checking in. We've got Brett Weldon, who will be is actually up in Durango, Colorado right now for a big event going on up there. He's going to have some of the highlights that are happening up there, and we're going to have rodeo check-ins from all over. So you fans, make sure to stay tuned. Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, as we'll be bringing you our weekend rodeo report. And that'll be brought to you by all of our great sponsors, Humps and Horns, Rodeo Safety One. We've got Extreme Sports Medics, and, of course, the Andrews Rodeo Company, as well as KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. So we'll be bringing that to you on Sunday night. Now, we will also be back here all next week bringing you our lunch hour rodeo show. So for you fans that are listening in on our archives or you're listening to us live, you guys make sure to just put it on your calendar. Every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time, you can tune in right here and listen in as we bring you all the latest in rodeo. Normally, we have our guests, and they're able to stay with us a little bit longer than what we had with Tyles Muncy today. Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to be able to get him back or not. And I hope that we can get him to maybe call in and check back in with us. But if not, we'll just have to reschedule him another day, and we'll bring him back in, check in. Maybe towards later on in the maybe around September time, we'll talk about how things are going towards Las Vegas. So, you know, like I said, from day to day, you guys have got to go to prorodeo.com. Check out what's happening in the standings down there, because they're changing from day to day as these rodeos are still happening out there. Results are being posted. Guys are winning money here these last minute, you know, and making some big changes here. They're all running for that one gold buckle in their event. You know, they want to be those world champions, and they're certainly working towards it right now. So we sure appreciate Joe Scully checking in with us from Canada and let us know where he's going to be this weekend. And I just look forward to having more and more of our correspondents, our colleagues checking in with us from rodeos all over. It's going to be exciting, and we're happy to bring it to you right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, you know, just when you think that we've done everything that we can do, we're always bringing you something more. So you guys have got to continue to stay tuned with us, and we're going to keep making things happen, and that's what it's all about. So, fans, I talked about a contest that is going to be happening here, and we're going to break it out right now. So you fans that are tuning in to us live, or if you're listening to us on the archives, now's your time to take note. We are going to be giving away, courtesy of Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, a special e-edition, a subscription to the e-edition of Humps and Horns. So you fans will have an opportunity to find out all the latest that is going on. They've got their Where's the Beef section. You can find out about rodeo events in your neck of the woods, practice pens. You guys can see all of the great articles that are featured there. The latest in the August edition, the one that really stood out to me was the Major League Rodeo Association that took place in the 1977-1978 time. You know, really exciting stuff. And you guys will have an opportunity to get your hands on that e-edition. You guys that are listening in online right now, hey, if the computer's where it's at, you can go to it, register. You can go back and read some previous articles as well, some previous e-editions, and it is a fantastic thing. So it is, man, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Now, here's the way the contest is going to work. You got to have a Twitter, folks. You got to have a Twitter page to be able to participate in the contest, because what we're looking for is your Twitter messages. And you've got to send them to not just at Making 8, but you also have to send it to at Humps and Humps. So that's H-U-M-P-S, N, N is in November, Horns. So make sure you're following both Making Eight and Humps and Horns, and you've got to tweet your answer to both of us. It's the only way it's going to work, and you'll be put in a random drawing, which we will select live on our show on Monday, and we will give you guys an e-edition subscription to Humps and Horns. So don't miss out. Now, the question is this. Now, we've given you guys a lot of hints out there. We've talked about it. I told you we were going to be on the road this next week. What city and state are we going to next week? So if you guys can answer that question, and I will tell you that it is out there. You can find it, whether it be on archive radio shows, our website, our social media. They're on Twitter, you know, which, of course, it's going to be posted on Twitter if it's any social media, because that's where the answer has to be replied to. So make sure that you guys are sending your tweets in starting now. We've got to get your answers in. We're going to put you in a random hat, a random drawing, and we will give you guys a subscription courtesy of Humps and Horns magazine. So I want to thank them for providing that for us, and we've got a lot more great prizes that are going to be coming your way. So the contest is now underway. You guys can send your messages in. It is there. You guys can go back and find it. You've got plenty of time here, so make sure you guys get it done. You know, like I said, the weekend is here. If you guys have a few minutes, go back and listen to our archive shows. Check out our website, makingeightradio.com. I can tell you that the answer is posted somewhere within our website, our radio shows, or our Twitter feed. So make sure you guys go. The question is, where are we going? Where is Making Eight Radio Network going to be next week? What city and state? Got to have the city and state, folks. So there you have it. That's the contest. We're giving away some great prizes thanks to Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, and we want you guys to get involved. And, hey, now's your time. We got so many listeners that are tuning in with your iTunes or KWBY. Man, you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to get your name in the drawing to get one of these subscriptions here. Like I said, with the articles and everything that are posted, it is going to be a great time. So make sure you guys are in tune as to what is happening there. Like I said, I do apologize to all of our listeners for losing Tyler a little bit earlier than what we'd wanted to. Hopefully, we'll have him back on another show here coming up. And, man, next week we've got a lot of great guests that are going to be lined up as well. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. Not going to want to miss that. One of them, I will tell you, is, you know, there was a great story that was actually just featured last week. Ironically enough, it was the day after we had already locked in to have our guest on our show. And we're talking about a great, young, talented country musician. Now, she sings a lot of Red Dirt Country. Everything that she does is based around rodeo. She grew up around rodeo. We're talking about Remy Sutton, and she has been featured on KWBY many times. She's been down to Stephenville, Texas, which is where I had an opportunity to meet her. And there's a great storyline that was posted about her brother, Billy Sutton, who happened to be one of the best college saddlebronc riders there was. He was riding for the University of Wyoming, and man, this guy was just getting ready to break out pro, and you know, unfortunately, back in 2007, had a terrible accident in a bucking chute, which caused him to be paralyzed. So with that, you know, he's redeveloped and he's come up with other things, and we're going to talk with Remy Sutton about that and kind of share his story a little bit, and we'll feature a lot of her music so you guys can make sure to stay tuned. Now, fans, I told you we were working on it. I believe we have got Tyus Muncy back on the air with us. Tyus, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Hey, you know what? It happens, man. Don't you love modern technology?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Phones never fail.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But, hey, it could be worse. you could be trying to head down to the next rodeo and make that call in from a payphone, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, the way everything's set up now, I mean, we do everything on our phones. Or I got a, you know, them iPhones or whatnot, do everything over it, and an iPad.
Right.
I mean, you hardly ever have to talk to anybody anymore. Don't have to sit around at a payphone. Yeah, it's changed a bunch, even since I've started. So.
Yeah, sure has. Well, listen, Tyler, we're actually sort of wrapping up our show here today, but man, I appreciate you taking the time out for our listeners to kind of catch up with you, and we really look forward to following along with you this season. And who knows, maybe we'll have you back there in between the break after the season ends and kind of leading into the Wrangler National Finals. We'll talk about how things are going, and hopefully we'll see you there in December there in Las Vegas.
Yes, sir. Well, I sure appreciate it, and thanks a bunch, and heck, you have a good one.
Absolutely, Tyler. You too, man. Take care. Safe travels.
Yep. We'll see you.
All right, guys, so that was Tyler Muncy able to catch in with us, and we sure appreciate him calling back on the line. And like I said, we look forward to having him back on here. Maybe we'll have him back on in just a couple months, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. And, hey, you know, it's all part of the technology that we're bringing you right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it works well. Sometimes you always have those issues. But, hey, we just roll with it right here, man. It's just the nature of the business. But anyways, going back to it now, Remy Sutton is going to be on with us, and I really look forward to that next week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We are also going to have a world champion bareback rider with us, and we are going to have the Riata girls with us. So we're going to get to hear a lot of different things. We're also going to be broadcasting live from the location where we're going to be all next week, covering a pro rodeo. So there's another hint for you. If you guys are – that'll narrow it down anyways. It'll be a PRCA Pro Rodeo that we'll be out at next week. And, man, it's going to be a great time. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have highlights from the rounds that we're going to be talking about. So many things going on down there. And, you know, it's only going to get bigger and better, fans. We're definitely getting underway here. So as we do every – day here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. And, you know, this one here I thought was really good. Kind of gives us the perspective where we're looking at, and it really kind of helped us in saying, hey, listen, we need to sometimes stop and smell the roses. And we've kind of done that by reconnecting with our audience, reconnecting with you fans. By bringing you our five-day-a-week rodeo shows here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But today's cowboy logic is this. If you're riding ahead of the herd, take a look back every now and then and make sure they're still with you. And, you know, that's exactly what we're doing right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You know, we're gonna slow down just a little bit. We're going to keep looking back and make sure you're right here with us because, you know, if it wasn't for you fans and our listening audience, we could not do what we're doing. And, you know, with that and our sponsors and you guys supporting not just us but our sponsors, that's what helps carry us down the road and gives you fans so much insight as to what's happening in the rodeo world today. So really excited about everything that's been happening down here. It's been a great week, and we look forward to bringing you our Making 8 Rodeo Network Weekend Report. As we check in and bring you all the results, that'll be Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, and then we'll be right back here Monday at 11 o'clock Central Time. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making8Rodeo.com for all the latest information and the happenings that are going on in rodeo and in bull riding. Make sure to keep it tuned in. Cheyenne Frontier Days will wrap up Sunday. Hopefully we'll see Tyler back there in the short round. We'll have to wait and see how that unfolds as well. You know, you fans, make sure to stay tuned. The contest is posted. Make sure to get out there and find out where we're going to be this week. Make sure you guys out there, and don't forget to send your tweets to not just Making 8, but also you want to send them to at Humps and Horns. And we will get back to you guys here real, real soon. Until Sunday, folks, have yourself a great, safe weekend. And make sure to get a grip with Making8Rodeo.com.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars, drives a man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.